Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. When it comes to popping the question, we all have a different approach. Some chance it with their rheumatism and get down on one knee. Others ask, how about it, girl, during a lull from the jukebox, while a chap like Sub-Lieutenant Phillips forgets what the question was anyhow.
I say, Heather.
Hmm?
I've been thinking.
Well, I suppose it was bound to happen sometime.
Well, it was just that, well, I was, I mean, I hardly like to. That is, Heather?
Well?
Yes, thank you, remarkably well.
I meant, well, what was the question?
Question? What question? Oh, yes. The question is silly on me. I've forgotten.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, I've been thinking. Now, Heather, we've known each other quite a long time now, haven't we?
Yes.
And we've always got on jolly well together, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, there comes a time when a chap, needs somebody.
Needs somebody?
Yes, desperately. I tell you, Heather, I can't go on like this much longer.
Oh. Leslie, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm very fond of you.
I say, are you really?
Well, of course I am.
Oh. Well, the question is, are you sufficiently fond of me?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I know you'll probably refuse, but, well, Heather.
Yes?
Will you sew some buttons on my shirt?
You're joking, of course.
It's no joke, old girl. I'm freezing. Every time I breathe out, there's a gap, and a shocking draft whips round my...
Good luck to you. I hope we have a gale.
But, Heather, an icy blast like that can do a frightful lot of damage. I mean, blow, blow, thou winter wind.
Oh, all right. I'll sew them on for you, you abominable snowman.
Will you? Oh, thanks awfully. I'll go and get the first dozen now.
First dozen? Oh, well, there's my long winter evenings taken care of.
I shan't be long.
No, wait. You better leave it until tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Do you mean I've got to go on hoisting my Shannon over my fastnet for another day?
Well, haven't you forgotten the date? The captain's due back off leave today.
Well, Lieutenant Commander Stanton, I didn't even know he was on leave.
Well, he hasn't been here.
Well, there's nothing to go by, is it? As a rule, he's either out fishing or mucking about with mud looking for worms.
Well, do you think you ought to tell number one that the captain's liable to pop in for a minute or two? After all, they've never met.
Oh, it doesn't matter. If they bump into each other, they can count the rings on each other's sleeves and figure it out for themselves. Oh, no, perhaps you're right. I'll tell him straight away.
Well, there's number one anyway.
Coming. You buzzed, sir?
Good gracious me, is the outer office on fire, Mr. Phillips?
There's something I wanted to tell you.
Well, it'll have to wait. Mr. Phillips, why wasn't I told that the captain returns from leave today?
Hey, well, that's a funny thing. It just so happens that I was about
And don't pretend you were just about to tell me, because it's too late. Very remiss of you.
Yes, but never mind
the excuses. Now then, what was it you wanted to tell me?
Oh. Oh, yes. Me? Tell you, sir? Oh, yes. Heather's going to sew some buttons on my shirt, sir.
Is she really? I'm delighted to hear it. I've noticed that whenever you remove your jacket, it only needs a slight draft for you to resemble a regatta in full sail.
It's a great relief, sir.
Yes, quite. Although she won't be able to tackle them for a week or two yet, will she?
Why not, sir?
She's got to sew all mine on first. Hello, number one here.
Jetty guard here, sir. Able Seaman Goldstein. There's a rum-looking rowing boat headed this way, sir.
I beg your pardon?
Seems to be drifting, sir. There's a chap in a fishing hat sitting in the stern, fast asleep.
What? He's not wearing a naval uniform, is he?
Hang on a minute, sir. Hey, guess who, sir?
Lieutenant Commander Staunton.
Bullseye. Shall I poop off a couple of rounds to wake him up, sir?
Well, certainly not, Goldstein. We shall come down to the jetty at once.
Aye, aye, sir. If the tide brings him in, I'll grab him and hold him till you get here.
Yes, you do that. Goodbye.
The captain's back, sir?
Well, vaguely. For some reason, he appears to be drifting in a rowing boat offshore.
Oh, I can tell you the reason, sir.
What?
He's lost his oars. He always does.
Gracious me, how careless.
Costs us about 30 pairs a year.
Well, wouldn't it be cheaper for him to have an outboard motor?
Oh, not really. He's lost five of them.
Yeah. Well, I'll get down to the jetty, and in the meantime, you'd better chase the chief out of the stores in case we have to salvage the captain with the launch.
Aye, aye, sir.
To me. From me. To me. Oh, get in there. To me. Bit more. Bother, start again.
Johnson?
What?
Johnson, that's the 14th bottle I've heard break this morning. Now, what are you doing?
Breaking bottles.
I know you're breaking bottles, you ham-handed, fumble-fisted, lumbering great elephant. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to put a ship in a bottle, see?
Look, Johnson.
That's me.
Oh, no, it's you. You haven't got it quite right, have you?
Haven't I, Chief?
No, no. Look, a model of Victory in full sail ain't going into a tonic water bottle unless you lower the mast first, you clock.
You're pulling my leg, aren't you, Chief?
And what makes you think I should wish to be so bold with your lower extremities?
Because they're made of pipe cleaners.
What, your lower extremities?
No. The mast, see, the mast
the
boat.
Oh, yeah.
The mast don't lower, you see, they're stuck.
But so are you, my son. Stuck with a ship that won't go in a bottle.
Oh, I know, I know. Couldn't I cut the base off the bottle and put my ship in from the other end?
No, no, you couldn't.
Why not?
Because a relative of mine's doing that all day long in a souvenir shop. And he don't take very kindly to trade competition.
Well, surely people don't buy ships in bottomless bottles, do they?
Oh, but it's not until they get them out of the shop they discover they are bottomless.
Don't they bring them back and complain?
For all the good it does them, always. However, no mistakes can be rectified once my relative has got his paws in their lollies, so that's all right. That'll do, giggle gurgle. But I'll have a fat little Johnson shoved in a bottle and put on my desk.
You do and I'll all over the glass.
What'll you do then?
And I'll write rude words backwards in the steam.
Don't you dare, Johnson. Don't you dare.
But it... Ah, there you are, Chief. Have you seen Mr. Phillips anywhere?
No, sir, he hasn't been... Eh? You're here, sir.
What? Oh, so I am. I thought I was lost.
You have been for years.
Number one wants us all down at the jetty at once.
Why, has he fallen in?
Yes. No. The captain's back. Well, almost.
Almost?
Yeah, number one wants the launch to stand by to tow him in.
I knew it. He's lost his oars again.
If only he'd hold on to one. It would cut down the losses a bit, wouldn't it?
Well, he did once, sir. And he punted his way back from South Sea like a gondolier who hadn't passed his test.
You know, I took out a girl punting on a river once.
Really, sir? Did you enjoy it?
Rather. She was jolly good at it.
She was? What did you do, sir? Lean back with your parasol and munch the odd grape or two?
Well, of course not. I was navigating.
Cool. Stone me. I'll bet her arms didn't half ache by the time you found the way back.
Well, I don't know about that, Chief, but the hire of the punt came to £23.10.
How much?
£23.10.
Cool. I reckon the bloke who wired the boats out was pleased to see you back.
Do you know, I believe he was, actually. Mm. He's a nice chap. Had a little shop where he used to sell ships in bottles.
Oh. How gay. Not... Hey, what you say, sir?
Yeah, it's funny that. I bought one, but the bottle hadn't got a bottom in it.
Oh, what a shame.
It's strange, you know. I never noticed until I got outside the shop. Nice chap he was. You know, not unlike you to look at.
Me? Oh, purely an optical delinquency, sir, for which I have an explanation.
I wish I could remember the name over the shop.
Oh, no, you don't, sir. No, you wish
Par, par, per, no. Partridge, no.
No,
port.
No, Pert, no.
Pert.
No, Mr. The captain, the captain. The captain.
Pert,
Mr. The captain.
Which captain? Will you tell him to get... Oh, yes, Lummit, the captain. Yeah, quick, we better get down to the jetty at once, at the double.
Hello, main office.
Jetty guard, Ether love. Captain's aboard and the whole lot of them are heading back to the office.
Oh, he landed all right then?
In a manner of speaking, yes. He took the launch, two boat hooks, a rope and a lot of bad language, but he's here.
Well, thanks for the warning.
Well, it's a poor do if we can't help each other, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is.
Good, I'll be bringing some shirts over for rebuttoning. There's a draft, whips round my...
No!
In you go, sir. Home sweet home at last.
Yeah, I never thought I'd get my little tootsies on terra firma again. Went out for a bit of fishing, lost me wagglers overboard.
Your waters,
sir? Me wagglers, old fruit, me oars.
Oh, your oars, sir. Well, you're jolly bad luck, sir.
Yes, it was. Who said that?
I did, sir.
This is your new number one, sir, Lieutenant Murray.
Oh, how do you do? Name's Stanton. I'm the captain. Do you fish at all?
No, sir.
What did you say your name was?
Murray, sir.
Oh, that's odd. I thought I heard someone say his name was Stanton.
No, Murray.
Oh, no, that's not right. My name's not Murray, it's Stanton, old folk.
No, sir, I meant mine is.
Yours is? Extraordinary thing.
What is, sir?
We're both named Stanton. Hey, what's your father's name, old sport?
Phillips, sir.
No, oh, no, not you, you idiot. He's.
It's Murray, sir.
Murray. Murray Stanton. No, I don't know him, no. Pity, I thought for a moment we must be related.
Well, sir, did you enjoy your leave?
No, I didn't, no. Went to Whittlesea Bay for a bit of fishing, lost me wagglers, you know. Fell asleep waiting to catch a big fella. When I woke up, guess what?
No wagglers?
That's right, dear. There they were. Gone.
Hello, Lieutenant Murray speaking.
This is Commander Foley, Portsmouth. Has Lieutenant Commander Stanton arrived yet?
Yes, sir. He's just drifted in.
Drifted in?
That's right. He's lost his wagglers.
Wagglers? What on earth are... Oh, let me speak to him.
Aye, aye, sir. It's Commander Purvey for you, sir.
Hello, I'm out, Purvey.
Cheer up, sir. Perhaps he just wants to know if you've enjoyed your leave.
You're a bigger blind optimist than ever, aren't you? Hello, I'm back again, Stanton here.
Ah, I've a little news for you, Stanton.
Well done. You found me wagglers.
No, I have not. But I've got a stinking letter from a firm in Whittlesea Bay who hires boats for fishing.
Ah.
They want to know when Lieutenant Commander Stanton is likely to let them have their boat back. As he hired it 3 days ago, and they haven't seen him since.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, well, for goodness sake, get that confounded boat back to them at once, before they whip one of ours as a reprisal.
Well, I'd see to it at once, yes.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, old sport. Here, I say, number one, what's your name?
Smith.
Smith, unusual name. I say, that other chap Staunton Murray didn't last long, did he? Oh, dear. They come and go, you know, they come and go. There's a bit of a flap on over that rowing boat.
Yeah, so I gathered, sir.
Yeah, well, I suppose we'd better tow it behind the launch and get it back to Whittlesea Bay at once.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll get the chief to see to it.
Good show, old fruit, yes. I'd better come with you, I suppose. Bound to be a rumpus over those lost wagglers always is.
Left hand, ever so slightly down a bit.
Left hand, ever so slightly down a bit, it is.
Alter course bearing green 5-0, coxswain.
Alter course bearing green, aye?
Don't ask me what it means. I read it in a book once.
Oh, well, in future, sir, I should stick to memoirs of a frightened fan dancer. Or the selected works of Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh? Why?
Why? Well, if you start dabbing in navigation literature, sir, we shall never know where we are.
Oh, I see, yes. That's quite a thought, isn't it?
What's the thought?
Where are we?
Well, we should be just off Whittlesea Bay, sir.
I say, are we really? My word, this bearing green 5-0 nonsense really works, doesn't it?
Well, hardly, Mr. Phillips. If the chief has taken any notice of your navigation orders, I calculate we should be off the coast of Holland.
Here, I see. Pretty sight, aren't they?
What's that?
All those windmills over there. They're lovely.
What, sir?
Windmills.
Windmills?
Windmills, yes. Those buildings with wagglers on them, you know.
Yes, quite, sir. Chief.
Yes, sir?
Have you or Mr. Phillips any idea what those pretty windmills are doing in Whittlesea Bay?
Carnival nights?
You know, it's odd, isn't it? And they must have put them up overnight. I wonder why.
It's strange, isn't it? I mean, not just the countryside at all.
Yes. Sort of flat, isn't it? It must have been a deuce of a job levelling out all those hills that used to be there.
Mr. Phillips, there is one other possible explanation.
Huh? What's that, sir?
This is Holland.
It is, huh? What's Whittlesea Bay doing in Holland?
Probably looking for us.
Chief?
Sir?
What have you stopped engines for?
Well, I didn't have much choice, sir. We're out of juice.
Well, then you should have brought some more. I mean, you should know what I'm like by now.
Yes, sir. I do know, and if I'd put so much as one more pint of fuel aboard before we'd started, we'd have gone down like a stone.
Plaster me poop deck. It never fails, does it?
What, sir?
Lovely spot for fishing like this. Haven't got me rods with me.
What now, sir?
Well, I suppose we'll just have to make a signal to Pompey for assistance.
Aye, sir. I'll see to it at once.
Tell him we haven't lost our wagglers, but we're stuck just the same.
Wonder how much longer we're going to be stuck here.
Well, not long, I should imagine, sir. Commander Povey's coming personally, sir.
What? Oh, lummy. Trust old Death's Head to be in at the feast.
Maddening. That's what it is, maddening. I could have caught hundreds of the little blighters by now. There'll be a big fellow along in a minute, you see.
You're right, sir. A big fellow called Povey.
Hey, what's going on? We're rolling a lot, aren't we?
Positive cha-cha-cha, sir.
Yeah, it's the big fellow surfacing, that's what it is, yeah. The word's gone round down there, that's what it is. Silly old fool left his rods behind. Let's all take the mickey, that's what they're saying down there.
Follow me, it is a big fellow, look out!
the blazes?
Blimey, it's a submarine.
What do you say?
A submarine, sir.
Oh, chuck it back. Cod's where I'm at.
But, sir, what's that written on the side of the thing? Yeah, it's not English, is it?
No, it's probably Dutch for this way up, sir.
Oh, of course it is.
No, quiet. I think the captain's going to say something.
Achtung! Achtung! Achtung!
Bless you.
In the name of the Fatherland, in the name of our glorious Führer, in the name of the Third Reich, I demand your unconditional surrender. Heil Hitler!
Sie Heil! Sie Heil! Sie Heil!
What a funny lot.
Good heavens, it's a U-boat. Do you think we should tell him the war's over?
He's got to know sometime, hasn't he, sir?
That's what my father said to my mother when they told me the truth about Father Christmas.
I trust you took the tragic news like a man, sir.
Oh, of course, Patrick. Mind you, Father had to take me down to the pub for a noggin or two to get over it.
Aye, aye, he's off again.
Right. Ahoy there! The war is over!
In the name of the war is over?
Yes!
You are sure?
Yes!
Who won?
Well, we did, actually.
Then we surrender in the name of the Fatherland.
Oh, belt up, Borman! Why do you belt up? We're having a think.
Well, it's a bit of a poser, isn't it, gentlemen? We seem to have got a water bus full of prisoners.
But the war is over.
Gentlemen!
Look, don't tell us, Mr. Phillips, sir. Tell him.
This is ridiculous. How can they have kept going all this time?
Well, they must have been getting supplies from somewhere, sir.
Chief... You haven't been sort of,
sort of, no, they're complete strangers to me, sir, so help me, I've never set eyes on the bath buns.
No, it was, just a thought. Pardon.
Granted. Anyway, what in Goebel's name was that?
It's a destroyer, it must be old Thunderguts. Oh.
This is Commander
Booby. It is. Ahoy there!
Cameron! Who said that?
Wait for it, lad. She'll spot the U-boat any minute now.
Number one.
This is it.
Sir?
Number one, what on earth have you done this time?
Bagged the U-boat, sir.
Cameron!
I'll belt up, Fritz. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Here, number one, what's that long, wet boat thing doing out there?
It's parked, sir.
Oh, lost their wagglers, I suppose.
Hi there, I'll take you all in tow back to the island. We'll sort this out there.
Aye, aye, sir.
And Rule Britannia to you, mate.
That's one all. Your move, I think, Commander Povey.
Now then, Herr Unterseebooten, Leutnant mit Iron Cross und...
Oh, call me Hans.
Much obliged. Herr Hans, what puzzles us is how you've been getting supplies all these years.
Oh, on the black marketing. The price is over the odds, bodikins, but a 9 ration book.
Black market? Where, man?
The friend of the fatherland in Amsterdam, Herr Ingeborg Pertwee.
What?
Oh, no, there's a thing, sir. Right,
well, it's a common name, sir. I mean, Smith, Brown, Pertwee, Robinson, all the world over you come across.
Chief. Have you any relatives in Holland?
Only Ingeborg, sir. Just a Dutch uncle, sir, that's all.
Goodness knows how we'll ever sort this out. What their lordships are going to say when I tell them you've captured a U-boat, I dread to think.
Well, I should think, sir, better late than never.
Fool! Man, you'll just have to hold the crew here until I find out if they're prisoners, refugees, or...
A diabolical embarrassment, sir?
Yeah, precisely. You had to find them, didn't you? You just had to find them.
With all due respect, sir, about the U-boat, sir, look, I'd be quite prepared to take it off your hands. I mean, I'm sure it would come in very handy for collecting...
Certainly not. It's difficult enough to discover where things go from this island now without having to send frogmen down to find out which way they went.
Excuse me, sir, but there's a Mr. Albert Pertwee on the telephone.
Oh, another of them?
What's he want?
His boat that the captain hired 4 days ago, or he and his hobos are going to snitch a destroyer.
Oh, blimey, we forgot, sir. We brought her back here again.
Oh, dear, so we did. Well, we shall just have to sail for Whittlesea Bay again, shan't we?
No. I'll take the confounded thing myself. I'd rather. If you take it, you'll come back with the rest of the German fleet. I know you will.
Oh, very well, sir. If you insist, have a nice trip over.
And mind you don't lose your wagglers on your way.
Mr. Phillips!
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Lieutenant Commander Stanton was Ronnie Barker, Goldstein was Tenniel Evans, Heather was Heather Chasen, and Hans was Michael Bates. The recorded program was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.
The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.